21 minutes away from 8, the All Blacks out of the shed for the first time this year with a warm-up test against Samoa. It's a full-strength side with the exception of Kieran Reid, who will be back next week for the Lions. All Black coach Steve Hansen's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well. How's the week been?
The usual first week of test preparation, bringing everyone back together. It's been as good as it possibly could be, I guess.
What about the rust factor? I heard Brodie Retallick saying yesterday the first game always a little bit rusty. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, and look, it is, because you're trying to bring five different rugby clubs together, players from five different rugby clubs together in an all-black way, and you know, we play subtly different to all of those five teams. So it creates a bit of rust in the combinations, a bit of rust in how they interpret how we're going to play. So you know, having a game is ideal for us.
And what's your assessment of the value of this game in the build-up to the Lions? And the second part, what's your assessment of the value to the Samoans?
Well, firstly and foremost, we asked for the game because we really believe that to go into the Lions without a game first would be foolish. So we wanted a strong opponent, and we've got that in Samoa. They're a very, very capable rugby side, and physical and very skilled. So from our point of view, it's great. I think from their point of view, they're going into the beginning of their World Cup campaign from a qualifying point of view, so having an opposition that's going to give them you know, a real competitive game is going to be also good for them.
And the Lions, what do you make of what you've seen so far?
I think there's some quality rugby players there, and he keeps mixing and matching them, and we're not really seeing their top team. And once they come together, you know, I think we'll see some real good football. And they played well against the Crusaders. Their midweek team seems to be a bit of a gap, but you know, they've got a certain way they're going to play, I think, when the tests come. And you know, they're obviously doing a lot of training on that behind closed doors, not trying to show us too much.
So as a coach, how hard a job is it that Gatland's got moulding four nations together into something that can beat the best side in the world?
Well, initially, I think it's hard, you know, because it's no different than us trying to mould five different franchise teams. But once you get rolling and you get people together and you create your own culture, I think it becomes easier and easier. But, you know, the Lions is a big machine, and they've got, well over 80 people here as players and support staff. So it's easy to get lost in it, and I would imagine, not having coached them, I don't really know, but you know, the key thing is getting together, coming together as a group, being tight, being connected, and trying to play for each other. So as the tour goes on, I guess that becomes easier for them.
Do you see anything in there that's, you know, genuinely bothering you for the tests?
Yeah, well, I see real quality players, so if they get that right, then they're going to have a quality team. So we have to expect that they're going to get it right and prepare for that.
So you mentioned a couple of times the five franchises. You've got to be pleased, if not thrilled, with the way those guys are playing this year.
Yeah, well, they're operating very, very well and at a very, very high level. So, you know, it is pleasing, and you know, the whole development process for us is working well for us, isn't it? Right from our schoolboy rugby right through to produce players of the talent that we've got. You know, it's a credit to everybody in the country that's involved in the game.
Is there any nostalgia yet with Wayne Smith? You know, the Wayne Smith call, is it slowly coming to an end? Is there a, you know, slightly different feel about it?
No, not yet. That won't happen until probably the day he goes, you know. He's not a man who would allow that to happen, and the team's too busy doing what it's got to do to allow it to happen too. So, you know, the combination of both won't. But, you know, when it does come, it'll be a sad day.
It will. But for now, good luck over the weekend. Appreciate your time as always. Steve Hansen, the All Black coach, with us this morning.